Kum Lenin, Ablak Gemara, we are up to the Tzadik Ches of Abayis in the very bottom of the page. So we learned from the aisle that a Nozer brings, and the foreleg is attached, Zrei is attached, and we want to learn from there either Meya or Shishim, how many times you have Bittel. And then we brought a Raisa that says that this is a Heter that comes from Iser, and therefore we said that that this is the heter we learned. This is a special heter the Torah gave. What's a special heter? Because Eimavatn Isel Chatchila, and in here the Torah made a special allowance that you can. Yeah. And then we asked, so how can we learn Meyo and Shishim from there? So we answered that the first thing we answered was that the Het of Atlis is only coming to La Fuke Rabbi Yehuda. He holds Min Minoya Fil Belvle Bottle, and here the Tate was Mate, the Zeroya was Nifshal together with the Ayol, even though the exact same Min, either Shishim or Meyo. But according to us, we Taka could learn from there. That's what we said first. So up to now, the next answer, the Gemara. Then we ask the question: how can you learn anything else from Nazir Sechidish? So we answer: it's actually a chumrah we're learning out here. Me'at Teide Bottle Barayv. Where it's being machmir that Rayv is not good enough. We want Shishim. We want Meya. Comes along Rav. Rav says, Lo, you need to Ella le Tam Kiker. We need it for the concept of Tam Kiker. The way Rashi learns that we're having more Pesachim and Machlekes, you say Tam Kiker or not. Rav holds that Tam means the taste. Does it have the din like this? Okay. We can start now. That Tzadik Ches on the base in the bottom of the page. And we're up to here trying to explain what does the Braisa mean over here? This is an exception. The tam kikim, the taste. Does the taste have the same thing like the essence? According to Rava, no. And it's only with the Rabbanan, and according to others, it's Mahateda. But by Kachim, it's definitely Mahateda. And Tali Chesam obeys the very last line. The Bekachim also Kamash Milan the Hachashari. That even though by Kachim we say tam kikim, it is also. But and the Chiddush here is that by Nazir, it's the time is that if it's Shishim or Mei against it, it is mutted. And it's mutted. Says the Gemara, Nu Sivaligma Menei. Once you know that by that it's bottled by Shishim or whatever, so why do you say by other kachim that it remains Asr? Goli Rachmona Gabi Chatas, because by Chatas we learn it never comes bottled. Here it says, Koil Asher Yiga Bivsara, anything that touches the flesh of a Karma Chatas, Yigdash becomes holy. Leah's kamaya becomes just like the chattas. In what way? She'im psula of the chattas, for example, overstayed its welcome, it became noiser, then to puzzle. Whatever touched it became puzzle as well. V'im kshayda, and if it's a kosher chattas, then toichel kechomer sheba, then let's say a shlomim touched it, the shlomim could only eat like a chattas till that night, and only by kainim. So we see there's no bittul. So all other kabbalas we learn from chattas that there's no concept of bittul. And the nozir is an exception that is bottle. Freddy Gemara knew. So why is it that we are learning from why we learn all of the kabbalas from chatas? Why are you learning all kabbalas from chatas? Learn all kabbalas from nazir. Now, why that they are bottle? Why punct? Not by us. Why do you decide that all kabbalas? There's no concept of bittul. Why? Because just like by carbon chattas, there's no bittul. All kabbalas don't have a concept of bittul. If a carbon touches something in 1,000 times, it doesn't come bottle. How do you know? Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe nazir is a standard that everything is bottle shishim or meyer, and chattas is an exception. There's a chiddush involved by nazir. What's a chiddush? As we said yesterday, we're not allowed to throw mevatel isel chatchila. You're not allowed to throw a piece of treif into a kosher pot and say, "Oh, the 75 times as much is good enough." Only by accident. And yet, by carbon nazir, the Torah clearly says, "Take the foreleg and cook it with the animal, and rely on bittel." That's an exception. That's a chiddush. So we don't compare anything to a chiddush. If it's a chiddush, you don't want to learn other kabbalas from there. So how do you learn b'chol by chulin the concept of 60 or 100? Lemeya v'shishim nami l'ligmer. So how can you learn the concept of 60 or 100 times? So the Gemara says, "Otu anan lekula gogamrinu." You think we're being lenient here, and then you have a good question. Lechumre gogamrinu. We are being machmir. Everything should be bottled barayv, and we're machmer. No, there's flavor there. We want 60. We want 100 times. So therefore, we could learn from Nazir. You know. That's the answer of Rava. comes along and Ravina says, you want to know what the Braisa means when it says this is a Chiddush, this is a Heta that comes from Yisrael. So you're saying all Kabbanis, it's Asa, it's not Bottle. Here it's a Heta because it's Bottle B'Shishim HaMeyam. Or your first answer you gave is Rabbi Yehuda holds me means not Bottle, and here it is. I'll give you another answer. Ravina Amar, you know what you need it for? We learned before that if you found a baby calf inside the mother's womb and the hand was sticking out, so the hand you're not allowed to eat, right? So even the part of the closest part of the baby calf to the hand, it's called the makam chatr, where you cut off, is also forbidden to be eaten. That little section, the makam chatr. And over here by the nazir, we're going to cut off the foreleg and we're going to say that nevertheless the part of the meat next to it is mutter. Of the original aisle. The Amma Chata Ba'alma Osav, Hachav Yeh Shari. And here's Mutter. Remember, you said, we said, yeah, but talking about the leg stuck out. With the ram by the Nazir, the leg part of it, the Yisrael cannot eat, only the Kohen. The animal, the ram, is a shlomim, it can be eaten by the Yisrael, by anybody. But according to the first opinion, or the opinion that hold that the leg is stuck to the ram, you cook it together as one piece, and then afterwards you cut it off. But afterwards you cut it off, the din should be, since just like the foreleg you're not allowed to eat, only the koyin, you should cut off part of the ram as well and give that to the koyin. That's called makam chata, because it was stuck to a part.
You cook the issa together with the heter.
Yeah, that's what we rely on bittel. But even if you do that, we learned before.
Rabbi Huda say, he says,
yeah, but forget that. We're going according to Tanakama. We follow. But we learned before that the makam chata, the part that was attached to the part that's also, should also be peeled off. And yet, by the ram, we don't peel anything off. So it's a chiddush. The whole thing is a chiddush. That's the chiddush. And if it's a chiddush, so how can we learn our concept that something is bottled 60 or 100 times ahead of two opinions? So we said that, what do you call it? We're being machmer, not being mekel, so you can do that. Says the Gemara, so we had Rav Asi says you need 100 times, and Rav Chanina says 60. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rav Dimi was sitting in Amalei Alav Shmaita, repeated this entire sugya. Amalei Abaye said, V'chol Yisurin Shebetayda Meir. Rav Asi holds that all Yisurin the Tayda is 100 times. Let me ask you a question. Maybe we start doing some Rashi if we have a little time. But now we learned in the Mishnah, Lama Amru, to what did they say? Kol hamechamet. If let's say regarding truma, if truma goes ahead and makes truma's yeast, and it makes what do you call it? The flour, the dough, it helps it rise, and the flour and the dough is chulin. The dough is chulin, but the yeast part of it is truma, and we know that by truma you need 100 times or 101 times to nullify it. Truma is not a temple. Truma is what you give to a kohen. So only a kohen can eat it. This is what you give yes, why not? Grain. You gave him yeast.
Where the kohen.
That's right. And the kohen, and it was truma, set aside. And it doesn't matter if it belonged to the kohen or to the Yisrael at the time. Sa'ir. Yeast that goes into bread, into challah, whatever. So if you have yeast that belongs, that's truma, and it got mixed up with dough, that is a chulin, got a problem, because now only a kohen can eat it. Or metavel, you have spices from truma, and it got mixed up with food. Or medameh, stam, truma and chulin got mixed up together. Lahachmir, the min b'minei. When it comes to min umina, in other words, if the yeast falls in something similar like dough, or if it's all similar, then we're being very machmer. Sometimes we're lenient, sometimes we're strict. When is that? Min she'ein umina. If something falls into something outside of itself. What's going on here? Uktani sefer, we learned in the sefer, what's an example of lahaka? Sometimes we are lenient, and lahachma, sometimes we are stringent. By minu she'ein minu, Kate said, how's that work? Grisin, you have beans. Shiniz bashli imadoshim. You have beans that are cooking with lentils. Beans and lentils are min v'she'ein minu. Two separate minim. right? And so one of them, the beans are truma, and if it's rabbanu, it's truma, and the lentils are chulin. This is the rule. Im yesh behem benois and tam, if you can still feel the taste of the beans. Bein yesh behem lahalos b'meya ve'echad. Bein ein behem lahalos b'meya ve'echad. Asa. In other words, if you can feel the taste in 150 times, let's say in theory, then it's asa, even though it has 100, there's 100 times more chulin than the trumah. But the whole idea of 100 is that the taste is gone. But I feel the taste, it's still asa. What about ein behem benois and tam? But if there's no taste, in other words, it doesn't give a taste. Whether you have 101 times, even less than 101 times, mutter. The whole like it's no 100 is not a magic number. 100 is a number that we assume. 101 is a number we assume that that's when it gets nullified. But what happens if it got nullified in less than 101? So be it, and it's mutter. But it doesn't say how much less than 101. So Abaye is going to surmise 101 means 100, 101, and what's less than 101? 60. Is that I from here that? That technically the minimum for everything is 60, not 100. You want to say 100 across the board, not just Truma, across the board. Seems to me clearly it says, if it's not 100, we go down to the next notch. The next notch must be 60. So the Yuravasi said there's no such thing less than 100 anywhere. I'm afraid it should is. Sorry? A Koyan can taste it. Koyan will eat Truma, so he can eat the mixture and tell you, there's no truma here. And the coin loses out by saying that, because if it's truma, he'll get it for nothing, because the Yisrael can't eat it. So he's being very honest.
But if it's min b'min, it has the coin supposed to tell
you us. You can't. Then we have the rules of 100, whatever it is.
Give it to the coin.
Oh, no, you see, if there's 100 times. By truma, you need 101 times. You look at the multiples. Okay. Mutter. So Abaye says, Ein behen lahalos b'meya ve'echad. If it doesn't have 101, we go down. El b'may, what's the next step? La b'shishim, it's 60. Let's just do a little Rashi here, if you don't mind. Just get we have a little time. Lama amru chachamim. Rashi doesn't get a look into daf yemi b'chol. So from time to time, we got to... I know we should do it. Yeah, I'd love to do it, if you can. Lama amru ha-mechamid. This is Rashi, right in the middle of the page. The last word of the line is Lama. Just do Rashi now. La'eza iser amru regarding which is they say the truma shem chametz chulin. B'sar shalav, if somebody makes chulin dough sour with its yeast. I metavel kedeiros chulin or yeast. Put spices. You season a pot of chulin. B'tavel truma with truma seasoning. I medame. You're mixing. I'm eventually cooking chulin with truma yachad together. She'anohol chemach lahachmir. There we're going to be machmir. We're going to be mekel. The minoi were only machmer. Amru kain, we always machmer there. Because no tasting is going to help. Remember, you can't taste it. Min be minoi, it's the same thing. So there we'll always be machmer. That's a little bit. The chumunuk, you tell the kameh, we'll soon see later what that is. Lama amru lahok lahachmer. When we say sometimes we're lenient, sometimes we're stringent, she pa'amim lahok lahachmer lahachmer. By minoi, she ain't a minoi. As they amru, there we say, pa'amim lahok lahachmer lahachmer. Grisin shall pull the truma, beans of truma, shen is bashlu imadashim. So this truma will be only the rabbanon. Then is bashlu imadosh with lentil shechulin with tamanum, and you tasted the yesh behem. Now the coin tasted the yesh behem, and he found that there is tam truma bechulin. There's a taste of truma in the chulin. Afa pichi yesh bechulin mei beechad. Even though it's 100, multiple 101 times, so what? She truma dinu levatel bekach. We know that the din by truma is 101 times enough to nullify it. Doesn't matter if you can taste the truma; it's truma. How do I know? Where do you get the cheshbon 101 times? So interesting to know. Rashi tells us here how you know the cheshbon. That truma is bottled 100 times. The Navkolam is Sifri. We learn in Sifri Mikroi from Psukim. Which pasuk? In the end of Kodach, where it talks about a concept called Truma's Meiser. How much truma do you have to how much Meiser do you give to a Levi? 10%. And the Levi in turn has to give 10% of that to a Kohen. So the Kohen gets that's called Truma's Meiser. So at the end of the day, how much does a Kohen get from your original amount? 1%, a tenth of a tenth, 1%. And the Torah calls it, this is called Kodesh, this makes things holy. What does that mean? Mikol chelba, it's a mikol chelba, mikotche mimenu, it makes it holy. So in other words, that this 1% still can make other things holy. That means if this little truma falls into chulin, if this is 1 out of 100, that entire plate now becomes truma. That means, but if it's 1 in 100, not 1 in 99. There's 1 of truma and there's 100 of chulin, then it's mutter. That's where we learn the concept of 100 from. Shimnafa Batochi falls inside that a mekacha, if it's only 1%, it falls into the 99 pieces of chulin, it makes it holy. Over Tumas Maisim Shtoikonomar Maisa, Shihi Echad Memeya, what does a kohen get? 100th, Ukamash, Im Chazo Techatisha Matisha, if it falls back into the 99, you know, that it was taken from, Mekachasan, it makes it holy. Mekanomru Truma Bemeya, Imeisa Asura, if it's a total 199 chulin and one truma, it is asur. Bemeya Vihi, but if it's 100 pieces of chulin and one piece of truma, Muteres.
Vihi means,
Vihi and
the Abichlal, or
no, Vihi, 100, Vihi, 101. Yeah. But hoch over here, kiven the noisenes tam, here you feel the taste. Afa pishiesh kan hetzik, kidei levatelisa, which is 110. And even though, there's enough to mevatelit, also the time of the bottle. Halach, but here, example of chumra. That even though you have 101 times, but if you can still feel the taste of the truma, it's also. What about ein behem ben noisen tam, if it doesn't have a taste, and it's 99 pieces that have a taste, lechayla, it's mutter. Even though you don't have 100 pieces of chulin to nullify it, muter. When do you need 1 and 100 of chulin? When the Easter is there, you're going chitin bechitin, wheat and wheat. A kodavah shalim basha wasn't cooked. I will hocha the lesser beina, loy beina and echad meya. That's just an interesting thing here. We're talking about that. Just as if it's dry pieces, you need. It's not to do with taste. There's no taste there. We just don't know where the truma is. They need 100 pieces of chulin, like one piece of wheat fell into 100 pieces of truma into chulin. You need 100 pieces of chulin and one piece of truma. But here, because it was cooked together, so now what we're worried about is taste. If we can recognize which of the truma, we just pull it out. Right? We had that all in Taruvas. But we don't recognize it because it's all the same and it all fell apart. You cooked it up. So all we really have here now is taste. Taste. Then the criteria is, do you taste it or not? So if you don't taste it, even though there's no 100, it should be good. I will, but mean even to your question, mean we're always machmen because you can never taste it. When it comes to mean, you need two factors: ain noisa time, there's no taste, and the echmen, you need 101. Telling me, we learned, however, the you have timer. If you don't, it doesn't give me a taste. Lo be in the may, I can need 100 plus 1 of truma over my bottle. So then, what will nullify it? La b'shishim. The next notch is shishim. Alma bitula hecha the leka timer b'shishim. We always need 60. So what's Rav Asi saying? You need 100. Rav Chanin is right. You need 60. Top of the page Gemara. We're 99b, the very top of the page.
The whole reason for shishim is because that's the koyach to be mavatul the tam.
We're saying that we compare to. Remember we learned yesterday. We imagine whatever's in there like an onion and like a leek, and then it isn't. So which means the taste probably, stopped at 20, multiple 20.
But it's
always look machma 60 because an onion maybe and even an onion depending on the size.
When you're talking about min b'minei, one stick flesh with 60 yeah. Stick of flesh.
Shishim is a big chumra.
You're not going to differentiate the difference.
Shishim is a big chumra. First of all, we just said
matzah and bat
b'raif. You're right. There we have to have a standard. First of all, matzah is bat b'raif. And even in the rabbanon, you don't need shishim. In a multiple of 20, usually the taste of whatever it is there is gone. But we're going to be machma shishim because maybe it's an onion. Or let's treat it like an onion, because onion has very strong taste and flavor and leek, and that's what we're going to use as our standard. So it's a very big chumrah. But in reality, it's bottled a long time before.
So in this case, it's not lahakil and lahakmir, it's lahakmir and
lahakmir. Yeah, no, it's lahakil. If it's less than 100, we'll go down to 60, and that's good enough.
Which is a chumrah as well.
Okay, that's how you look at it, yeah.
Why is it
no, actually, when it comes to truma, it sounds...
60
but truma, it sounds like it's mahatayda, because we're learning from a pasuk. That has to be 100 times. So here's my tata. Says the Gemara, loy no b'meya. So the person answered back Abaya, Abdimi answered Abaya, no, for 101, we go down to 100. That's all we don't. There's no number lower than 100 according to Rashi. It says here 101, you go down. You jump down to 60. No, from 101, we'll jump down to 100. Because Rashi says, you need 100 times. Truma, we have a chumra, you need 101 times. 100 of chulin at 1. But if Asi says you have 100, that means 99 and 1.
So that's, he doesn't hold the whole shishim business.
No, if Asi doesn't hold the whole shishim business. And that's what Abai is asking. So Abai continues, I'm not happy. But Medereisha b'meya, since the beginning of the Braisa, which we haven't learned yet, we'll tell you about in a minute, talks about 100. Have a safe shishim. The safe is definitely about 60. What's going on here? The Tani, it says in the Reisha, lahachmi min memina. When it comes to min memina, we're always machmir. And then the Braisa explains. Keitza, which we didn't learn before, so oishel chitin, you have yeast of wheat. Shenofa li isis chitin, fell into dough of wheat. Now this yeast is truma. There's enough yeast over there that it can turn this into dough, and that it should rise. Then bein yesh boy kedei lahaz meyavecha. This is a chumra. I don't care that 101 times bein ein boy kedei lahaz meyavecha. Awesome. If you can feel the effects of the yeast, let's say 120 times in theory, if you can feel the effects of the yeast in 120 times of truma, it's lost it, because how can it say nullified when you see the effects right in front of you? That's a chumra. What about ein boy lahaz meyavecha? Sorry. But what happens if you have, if you don't have 101, you only have 100? This is the second chumrah. Whether you can feel its effects. Whether it cannot feel its effects. Us is always us. In other words, to be mutter, you need, by 101, you need two things. You need 101, and you need, you should no longer feel the effects. If you can feel the effects at 200, it's the lesser. If you don't feel the effects at 50, but you don't have 101, It's the, so there, since the beginning of the Braise, they're talking about the number 100, and so the safer, and that's called the Chumra. So the safer you say that, well, if you don't have 101, go 100, that's a cooler, it's the same thing. Reisha the safer b'mei, they're both talking about the same thing. Loi, no, Reisha b'mei, the chad, the safer b'mei. Big difference. The first one, min b'mino, you need 101, 100 of chulin and one of truma. The Sefer says that if you don't feel the taste, we're going to be lenient. By min be'in min. How lenient are we going to be? We're going to allow you to have a total of 100. 99 units of chulin and 1 unit of truma. That's the big chulin.
So this is the straw that broke the camel's back, that extra one.
That's it. That's all.
This is the
so Bayez asked a question. V'chiyez boy kedei l'chamet b'meyeh v'chad amay loy batl. So he said to him, I don't understand. If l'poil, there's a... you're telling me that if it gives a flavor, if we feel the effect over 101, then what do you call it? It's not bottle. I don't understand. He says, how is it possible in Metzius? It can't be. If there's 101 times more dough than there is the yeast, the yeast will have no effect on it. What does it mean? If we talk, you're saying 100, I understand. It's possible, this is what I'm saying, it's possible for yeast to have an effect on 100. It means 99 units versus one, a ratio of 1 to 99. Yeast will have a lingering effect, something. But if it's 100 to 1, yeast cannot have any effect. So how can the Braisa say, and if it still has an effect, even though there's 100, we still machmir, and you're telling me it doesn't mean 100, it means 101. It's impossible. Yeast cannot, Metzius, have an effect 101. That's the Braisa question. I'm not exactly sure.
You're talking about rising, you're talking about the flavor now, aren't you?
No, but yeast is not a flavor. Yeast would be the impact. And, yeah. Abayi makes such a big deal out of it that somehow or another 100, it happens, 101, nothing happens.
Across the line.
It's like the Gemara says that you cannot compare someone who chazes 100 times and 101 times. That's what it sounds like. And look, it's such a powerful question that Ishtik, Rav Dimi, had nothing to answer. So where did Abayi get this from? It must be that everyone then knew that if you do a ratio of 101, nothing's going to happen. You're wasting your money. Oh, Malay. So then, now look how the benevolence of the.
So that it would be, but because it's, we learn now Midaraisa, it's not a question. But here he's trying to be machmir to say more than 100, so he's asking him, why would you even be machmir more than 100? It's not possible, it's not a good taste.
No, so he's saying here is. Look, let's do Rashi. Rashi, right in the middle of the page, the first line is a small word, Miisura. Uparchinan. We ask, you're saying 101 of heter, and that's what we need for the min b'mino. And you're saying that the kula by min b'enimin is only 100 of heter. I'm like, Tony, why does it say that if you have a case of 101 and still, yesh boy kedei lechamez, that it's possible for the yeast to make chamez? We're going to be machmir, you still need more. Afa pishi yesh mevecher oser, v'chi ik, is it possible to yoyiv time a kula hai? Can't be. 100 times I accept yeast can have an effect, but 101, no way. Don't know what that means, but that's what he's saying here. With our vadois.
Maybe they did experiments. You know, could how be. Did they come up with shishim? They got a bunch of cooks together.
But then we know it's a chumra. Here you tell me, okay, and Abdimi was stumped.
But where does it say that 100 wouldn't give taste?
Sorry?
What does it say about a hunter that wouldn't?
Because in the Reisha, min b'minu, he said only lahachmer. What's a chumrah? That you need 101 times.
Yeah.
And the chumrah, then the Braisa says, and the Mishnah says that if it's giving taste by min b'minu more than 101 times, you still need. So you have dimi understanding that 101 is besides the heter. I Abai learn that over there 101 means 100 of chulin and one of truma. Bottom 100. And what's the safer? What's the cooler min 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 if you always need 100? You go down to shishim. But you're saying no such thing as shishim. It's only meyer. So the cooler is meyer. So what's the chumrah? Must be 101 of heter. That's how you're learning. 101 of heter.
Over 100.
Over 100. It was 101 of heter. The only time that you're matter by min 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 is 101 of heter and one of truma. So I'm asking you a question. How can it be then? And Bryce said, and if you still feel the taste, I need more. It can never be more than 101. Can't be.
By the way,
like Exesa Kosov, I guess. What, if the Tzedek says 101, then that's it. It can't be the Gitz Levi more than
that. Omid Aleph, we're talking about Mersin Tam. Omid Beis, suddenly we
change. Mersin Tam doesn't mean only taste. Mersin Tam means effect.
Like suddenly here we're saying, could they laugh at it?
Yeah, but of course, because by Soy, it's on that. In the Sefer Min Bein Amino, we gave an example of beans and lentils. There it's Tam.
Physically,
it's the same thing.
To create a yeast reaction or to be Mersin Tam is very different.
I know, but it's the same thing. Same thing is that you're feeling the impact. In cooked things, you feel it by taste. In yeast, you feel it by rising dough. Now look how Abaye now turns around and rallies in defense of Radimi. Look at this.
Argues against himself.
Yes. This is the honesty and integrity of the Amoraim there. Look at exactly what he said. Look, he says it. So Radimi was stumped. He kept quiet. Omele Abaye said, one second. Maybe I can answer my own question. Dilma shiny sa'ori. Maybe yeast is different. The chimutze kosher. Taka, the Torah says that normally is bottled 100 or 101. But yeast is different because yeast is very powerful and it's like a catalyst for making it rise and it can be, you feel its effect even more than 101 times.
That's what I was asking. That how can you compare time?
Exactly, he says it. Omele Abdimi says, hey. At Carton Mills, you just remind me something. That you can't make uniform rules for everything. Not everything gives flavor in the same ratios. When it comes to brine, it's almost 200 times you need
very
to...
powerful.
Exactly. So therefore, you're right. You're right. It could be that thing more than 101. But the Tater gives a standard of 101. Is an argument, generally. But you have to be smart enough to realize some things are more than that. Now we learned in the Mishnah, dog tame, when you have a tray for fish, tzidai usa, the brine is usa. Rabbi Huda says, and if it's, and what level of bitl is it? The vias besasayim. Rabbi Huda says, what are the vias of a loig is bottle and two sasayim of a toy de gabran. Now, how many vias are there in sasayim? A saw has in it, what is it? What do you call it? A kav has four lugin, and every lug has four revias. So every kav has 16 revias. There are six kav in a saw. So what's 6 times 16? That is 96. Two sayim is 192. So 192 of tahar de gabrine to nullify treif of brine. So that's what he says here. So we see, you're right, not 100, not 60. Some things are other shiurim, because every, something very powerful have other shiurim. So the Gemara, how could Rabbi Yehuda say that? Rabbi Yehuda min minu lebottle. He holds clearly min minu bottle. So he answers, shiny tzir, tzir is different, he's mekel, dezeh balmuhu. It's not real brine, it's more perspiration from the fish. It's not really part of the fish. So therefore, it's not really, the whole thing is a chumra anyway. So he's mekel, normally min bin minu lebev lebottle. And here he's saying, you know what? I'm going to allow it in 192 times. Okay, then we said the Mishnah Kates of Mishaidina, and we imagine that it's an onion. We imagine that it's a, what do you call it? It's a, that the meat is like an onion, with the Gidanosha, like an onion or a leek. And the rest are vegetables. What kind of vegetables? I'm going to wonder, kibasa, like meat, berashe lefasas. The Gid is like the meat mixed in with the tip of the turnips. Because the head of the turnip is a bit sweeter than the end of the turnip. And therefore you feel the taste of the meat more by the end of the turnip, which is not so sweet, than the head. But in the head of the you need a larger amount of meat to actually taste it. So we're being mekel, it means that it's as if it's meat together with the head of the turnips, which is sweet. So if there's not enough meat there, it'll be nullified pretty quickly. So anyway, right, masnisin the like it. How much don't have you cooked the thigh with the gin rush inside? Says your mother, masnisin the like a high tanna, not like a farm tanna. Time you learn, Rabbi Shmuel, ain't begidin menais in time. Rabbi Shmuel says that gidin have no taste whatsoever. Rabbi Shmuel says that gidin have no taste whatsoever. And therefore, if you cook a gidin rush, you can eat the thigh because it gives a piece of wood. Wood, if you cook wood with the meat, nothing happens. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zvina was sitting above by the doorway. And he saw a guy walk in with a thigh, cooked thigh to Rabbi Chanina, asking, "What should I do with the thigh? I cooked my mistake to get an usher with it." He was sitting outside. When he came out, he asked the guy, "Nu, what did Rabbi Chanina paskin?" He told me I can eat it. Ask him again. Maybe he didn't hear you right. Rabbi heard the question. Said, no. You didn't call me back here. Somebody put you onto this. Man, hide the who's dragging me a cup? Zil aimalei. Tell the guy he's sitting. Man, the Yosef Ababa. Tell the guy he's sitting outside by the doorway. Aim be gidim and aishin tam. Leave me alone. There's no taste in gidim, and therefore it's 100 mutter. Ki also look. This is a big amoida. Obviously, this. This guy, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zvina. He also the Kamer Rabbi Ami. He's a very interesting thing here. When he came before Rabbi Ami, when a guy came to a shaila with Rabbi Ami, this is very interesting. I'm a Rav and I'm machmer in something, and because I'm machmer in something, I don't want to be paskin lemekel because I believe that the din should be this way. But I know there's another Rav in town, a Talmud Chacham, who's mekel. So when a guy comes to me with a shaila, and I know that I should be Mekel, but I won't because I believe in Chumrah. I'm going to tell him, go to the other Rav there and let him paskin for you. And look what he did here. We live from here, Rabami. Ki also the Kamei Rabami, came for Rabami. Mishadiluhu, but the Shaila of this boy cooked up thigh. Mishadiluhu, he would send them the Kamei de Rabbi Yitzchak ben Choluv to this man called Rabbi Yitzchak ben Choluv, the Moide Bola Teda. He used to be lenient, Mishum de Rabbi Shuman Levi. He followed the Pesach of Rabbi Shuman Levi that says that Ein Begid Noisen Tam. But Rabbi Ami personally did not hold of this psak, but he didn't want to make it difficult for the guy, so he told him, you know what, go to that guy there. The hilchus and the halach is actually like that guy there. Ain't begidin b'naisin tam. There's no time there. Try one more line. Gid hanoshes in his basel, a gid hanoshes that was cooked, and we said you need shishim. Will he bottle beruba? Why did we say bottle beroiv? We're talking about something else. Besides the taste and the flavor, we said if there's 15 other veins there, we don't know which is the Gidan Osha, which isn't the Gidan Osha. All the veins are Osha. So here, why don't we just say Batul Barayv? The flavor, the taste in the bottom, in the soup, and the gravy is one thing. But in the actual veins themselves, why can't we just eat every vein and say, if you have one piece of treif, get mixed up with two pieces of kosher on the table, you'll have to eat all three. So why can't we eat all the veins? Says the Gemara, Beri Yishayni. This is a beria. This is a complete gid hanosha. And a complete. We had the gemara. If you eat an ant, you are chayy because it's complete. And we had the shulchan aruch. Remember we did smicha that in order to be a beria, there are a number of conditions that you had to be born treif. Not that it became treif later. Then there's no such thing as a beria, and it had to be from a living thing, not a full fruit or something. When it comes to these things, so it has to be a living thing. It has to be. I can't remember all the conditions. It has to be a living thing. It has to be a born treif. And I can't remember the rest. There were another one or two conditions. No.